Seth Crane is on the line with us on Tuesday morning. We get an opportunity to get a morning market report on KCWM from the Hondo Auction. Good morning, Seth. A little on the cold side this morning.
That's what it looked like out my door, Mike.
Gotcha. Man, I tell you what, you do not have to step out there in that wind for a very long period of time to make you decide to get back inside pretty quick.
Oh, man. It's going to be a tough one today, ain't it?
It is. It's kind of typical, I guess, of South Texas when it gets cold and wintry like this. It just seems like double nasty because the wind's blowing so hard and there's so much moisture in the air.
Sure.
But anyway, what can we do? Just keep on going.
We're going to get through it today. Stand behind the barn, feed some hay.
Yeah.
Get through it. Look for sunshine later.
There you go. Well, let's talk about yesterday's sale.
Ended up with 550 head of cattle, 21 head of sheep and goats. Pretty big cow run again there yesterday, Mike. About 125 cows. Ended up with about steady money, maybe $2 better than what we had last week on cows, on the packing cows, 35 up to 62 on those cows, on the bulls, 58 to 82 cents. As far as bred cows, had a pretty good mix on them. Some of those better bred cows, the old solid mouth, 7-8 year old type cows, bring anywhere from about 900 up to 1180 or so, and had some bunch of other cows that fell in that mix, probably ended up palpating around somewhere around, 50 bred cows, something like that yesterday. The plainer end of the cows, anywhere from that 600 up to that 900, it looked like, depending on the age and quality. So got along pretty good there. There was sure some interest on some people trying to buy a few cows there yesterday. As far as pairs, I believe up to 1,200 on the best pair and down there around 750 on the planer type pair yesterday. Calf market had lots of good calves out there yesterday. Looked like the market was really good on that number one end. A few deals pulled out, scared of this weather. Didn't want to send any cattle north. And some of them didn't want to have any cattle in their pens with chance of snow and these freezing type temperatures. But got along well. Like I said, they might have been a little bit off from the firecracker sale there last week, but they still sold good. 2 to 3 weight steers, $1.45 to $1.80. 2 to 3 weight heifers, $1.35 to $1.50. 3 to 4 weight steers, $1.40 up to $1.76. 3 to 4 weight heifers, $1.30 up to $1.51. 4 to 5 weight steers, $1.25 up to $1.68. 4 to 5 weight heifers, $1.26 to $1.48. 5 to 6 weight steers, $1.20 up to $1.55. 5 to 6 weight heifers, $1.15 to $1.46. 6 to 7 weight steers and bull calves, $1.15 up to $1.41. 6 to 7 weight heifers, $1.10 to $1.27. 7 to 8 weight steers and bull yearlings, $1.05 up to $1.25. 7 to 8 weight heifers, $1.95 up to $1.14. Did have quite a few of those big heavy steers there yesterday, all weighing anywhere from 8 to 9, bring from $1.18 to $1.22, somewhere like that. So, like I said, Mike, got along really good. This weather is pretty unusual for this country, and sure cold. And like I said, it pulled some people back, but we had plenty show up and took their place and tried to buy some cattle there yesterday.
Well, it seems like if this weather's going to get this way, Seth, it usually happens right around the time of the junior livestock shows. Us folks like you and me that from this country, we always talk about stock show weather. Certainly can happen this time of year. We're not that crazy when it does happen, but we got it right now, so we just kind of keep on going. Like
kind of that time of year, isn't it, Mike?
Yes, sir. Like you said, get behind the barn and out of the wind, stay warm, and we'll gather up and tomorrow and have another day. It'll be in the 70s before the weekend's over.
Yeah, it'll be here before we know it. It'll be here before we know it. Mike, I tell you what we got coming up is that special stocker feeder sale coming up the 19th of February.
Okay.
And had lots of calls, putting together quite a few wean cattle for that deal. I think it's going to be a big sale. Lots of good wean calves there. If anybody has any cattle consigned in that sale, keep it in mind. As far as wean cattle, most of these cattle coming will be 45 days weaned and with at least one shot in them. So, keep that one in mind. Any other questions, you can call us anytime for next week's upcoming sale. Needing anything in that regard, just feel free to give us a call right there at the auction.
Okay, get some phone number, Seth.
830-741-8061. Get me on my cell phone, 210-288-3960. And for updates and information, HondoLivestock.com.
This is Seth Crane from the Hondo Livestock Auction. Looking to buy or sell some sheep, cattle, or goats at a convenient location with competitive market prices and top quality service? Butter, Howard, or I can take care of all of your needs, including cattle hauling and working services also. Butter Crane's Union Commission Company is open every day on the airbase in Hondo. Sales begin every Monday morning at 11 a.m. with the sheep and the goats, and then the cattle at 11:30. In Hondo, call 426-3383 or on the Metro at 741-8061. Special stocker feeder sales are every even-numbered month, generally on the second Monday. Be listening for market reports at 6:20 a.m. on Monday, Tuesday, and Friday on the KCWM Morning Report on 1460. Information also on the internet at hondolivestock.com. Hondo Auction and Union Commission Company on the airbase in Hondo.